Gals, we need to talk. Don't you just hate it when people say that? Hi, gals. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for 40-plus women who are ready to live conscious, happy, alcohol-free lives. I'm Becca Jacobson, just in case you don't know. And I have a snippet for you. And yeah, we do need to talk, but it's not the bad way, not the way it sounds. Like, seriously, don't you hate it when someone says, we need to talk? What does that mean? Do we really need to talk? What does it mean? Can we talk? Does it mean I have something to say? What does it mean we need to talk? It sounds ominous to me. And I think most of us hear that and think, oh my God, I'm in trouble. What did I do? No matter how mature we get, we're like, I'm in trouble. Because I think our parents used to say something like that. Well, the truth is, I do want to talk to you, but you're not in trouble. So don't worry about it. We're all good here. No conflict here in Snippet Land. But I do want to share something with you. And I want to ask your opinion about this. When we're on this journey, and I'm always going on and on and on about how we get happy, we get healthy, and we get emotionally sober, emotionally mature, we get calm, we release those negative emotions, we heal the past, we do the thing, we do the other, we do all that, right? Well, what happens when conflict inevitably arrives in our life? What happens when a difficult person arrives in our life? Just because we're all over here going, I'm all growing, look at me, I'm growing, I'm on the path, I'm good, I'm alcohol free, and I'm happy, I'm meditating, I'm journaling, look at me, I'm doing it. Does that mean there will be no conflict? Does that mean, more importantly, that we don't get a little, you know, angry when that person comes along that just hits us the wrong way, that just, you know, the person that comes along and we're just, there's something about them, we're like, oh, help me to love this person because they're just annoying for whatever reason, or they're just outright rude or whatever. Shit's going to happen, right? We know that shit's going to happen. And shit happens to me. So what do I do since I'm over here on the pedestal? I'm the best coach in the world for 40-plus women. If that's true, and I've said it before, how do I handle difficult people? And how do I help my clients handle difficult people? And what does this all look like? And are we willing to admit that there is still a piece of us that wants to go, damn you, ugh, I hate your guts. Only to quickly take a deep breath, pull back and go, no, I send you love. I really do. Let me tell you a story. This is all leading up to a story. I want to tell you a story. You ready for a story? I know you are. There I am, going about my perfect little saintly life, the coach, growing and helping others. And my life, it's fairly smooth. I don't have a lot of conflict. I have some. I have a family. I have stepchildren. I have a family and I have friends and things come up. But most of the time, it's fairly smooth. And I know that that is due almost entirely to the fact that I am living consciously. And I'll tell you why I know that. Because the people in my life haven't changed, but my life has changed. Let me say that again. The people in my life, aka my family and my closest friends, have not changed, but my life has changed. How has my life changed? There's no more conflict. There's no more arguing. There's no more rifts. There's no more tight knot in the gut, wish they would go away and die shit going on. So what changed? Well, I did, which means I have to look back on the past, my drinking career, and realize that most of the conflict in my life was caused by the fact that I was drinking. I was miserable. I was living in a state of blame. Very much so. I wasn't taking ownership of my life. I was still very much attached to the past and living in a state of victimhood. All of that stuff that you are suffering from and the women who join me are suffering from, I was suffering from that, right? Just because I've been working on this for 7 years, don't forget, I was there. And that means that even 7 years later, even doing this work, even deciding to go from a college professor to a coach, I'm still prone to my stomach getting knotted and my ego diving in and wanting to take some sort of action that I know is not the right action. It's not the higher path. I know it's not right for my heart, for my soul, and it's not right for the other person, but I am human. And so are you. So all of this is really hard when we're trying to grow. Do we always have to be the quote unquote bigger man? When do we get to say, yeah, up yours, you're wrong and I'm right? When do we get to say that? Well, you know, the truth is we don't, because it doesn't get us anywhere. But we do get to feel good about how we respond to conflict in our lives. Now, here's the story I want to tell you. There's a woman in my world. And she comes along and she immediately rubs me the wrong way. Why? I had to think about this a lot. She comes along and she's struggling with alcohol. She's in my world. And I get to know her a little bit through email, through my live events and whatnot. And she rubs me the wrong way. And so I thought, this is interesting. Interesting. So I sat down and thought very carefully about her. And what is it, Becca, about her that rubs you the wrong way? What is it? And so I started listing the things that I thought were bothering me about her. Now, she's not that close in my world that I really need to worry about it, but I was curious. I was curious to know, what is it? And so I started listing the things about her that bug me. And guess what I found? Every one of them was me. Everything that she did that rubbed me the wrong way was exactly the way I used to behave not that long ago, not that many years ago. That was me. Listen, gals, the truth of the matter is that if somebody is irritating you, just bugging you, just getting on your nerves, it's a mirror. There's that mirror again. And we don't like that. Nobody wants to admit, oh my God, I'm looking at myself 5 years ago. This is what I'm seeing right here in front of my face. Oh my God, it's me 5 years ago and I don't like it. But if we're willing to, well, first of all, not just willing, if we're able to see that and then willing to admit it and go from there, holy crap, is that ever growth? It's taken me a long time to get there. But here's what I want to say to you. If there's someone in your life who rubs you the wrong way, please look carefully at it like a mirror. What is it specifically? How is that person reflecting your own weaknesses? Because here's the truth, gals. We actually can't see negative traits in other people that aren't in us. We cannot see them. If you're a 100% honest person that doesn't steal, you cannot even see someone who's trying to steal from you. You can't see it. You're an easy mark because you're not a thief. Do you see my point? So we're seeing a mirror of ourselves and we need to be able to recognize it. And when we do, it's okay. All we have to do is take a deep breath and be grateful that it's no longer us. And then intentionally send compassion and love to that individual. And they need it more than any other person in your life. Because if you can truly and honestly send them compassion and love, you're starting to heal yourself from the past. Because you know it's a part of you that you thought was gone. But if it's still raw enough that that person is rubbing you the wrong way, that means it's not completely gone. And so as hard as it feels, that person is in your life to teach out you something. That person is there to say, guess what, Becca? You thought that part of you was healed, but it's not. Otherwise, this person wouldn't bother you. So this woman in my world has been a real interesting challenge for me. I've had to, first of all, do that work, look at her and recognize it. And then it's really, really hard because what I want to say is, no, I just don't like her. She's just annoying. She does this, she does that. But all of those things are me not that long ago. And that also means that those things are still alive in me. So I've had to do this work in order to interact with this woman as she continues to be in my world, in order to interact with her with compassion and love. I have to keep reminding myself that it's a mirror, that she's me, and really, really be compassionate and empathetic with her. And now that I've done that long enough, it's easier and easier for me to be around her. And so when she does something that I think's inappropriate, because see, this is the thing, right? She's not an easy person. So when she does or says something, I have to remember that she's a mirror and throw even more love and compassion at her. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm willing to be a doormat, because the truth is that this woman can push too hard. We do have a right to be respected. We have a right to have boundaries that we don't allow people to cross. And as long as our boundaries are clear and we've made those boundaries clear with the other person and they continue to step over those boundaries and trample those boundaries with compassion and love, but firmly and with love, we have a right to say, these are my boundaries and I'm tired and I'm no longer willing, is better, to allow you to cross my boundaries. And so this is now going to end. And you have a right to say that. But you must be careful that you've been compassionate and loving throughout the whole thing. Because if at any time you're getting your fur up and you're quote unquote fighting back or trying to get some sort of revenge or haha, I'll show her, which is the ego part of us that wants to do that. The minute we do that, we don't have a right to ask for her respect or ask and demand that our boundaries not be crossed because we ourselves are now behaving badly. So as long as the record is clear and you've been kind throughout the interaction, you have a right to say, I'm done now. This is unacceptable. These are my boundaries. You knew them. You've been disrespectful. Thank you and goodbye. But guess what, gals? These mirrors will no longer even show up in our lives when we no longer match their frequency. What that means is when we no longer harbor pieces of ourselves from the past, that whatever it is that they are mirroring, when that is truly gone, we will no longer be resonating that frequency and these mirrors just won't show up. In other words, this woman would not be in my life. She simply wouldn't show up anymore. So this is a really good way to see whether or not you're done. If people are still showing up, you know you have more work to do on yourself. Not just people, but situations as well. So this is great. I can look and go, okay, looks like I got some more work to do, right? Awesome. And we know what exactly to work on. This is the universe speaking to us and saying, you want to grow? Here, let me give you a situation that will help you to grow. And if we don't resist it and say, oh my God, why is this happening to me? I don't get this. I don't understand. If we can see it, wow, we can get the message and move past it. And that is amazing and really exciting growth. And here's one more thing I've been sitting with, and I'm still not entirely sure how to explain this, but I now know that I attracted this woman. Not only did I attract her into my life, I actually helped create her behavior. The very behavior that annoys me, I helped create it. Why? Because I expected her to annoy me the first time I met her. I criticized her mentally in my mind before she even did anything. And I believe that shaped what showed up. It's wild, but I'm seeing it. So think that one over for a few days and see what pops up. And all this talk about mirrors, of course, is going to lead us to talk about briefly the sacred mirror. Have you done the sacred mirror? This is something we just started in July, and I am having so much fun with this, gals. If you haven't heard, it's a simple form where I ask you three questions and that allow you to tell me a bit of your story. You give me that information, only me, I read it, and then I turn on my microphone and I reflect back to you some truths to help you grow and decide on your next moves. This is a reflection given to you from someone who's been there with deep love and compassion for you. You can do the sacred mirror by just going to the link in the show notes. See you next time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.